Good morning and welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio Show. I'm Amy Otto, joined by Lee Cantor. Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Amy, in the frozen tundra of Atlanta.
It's snowing on my way to the station this morning. That's a first.
How does that happen?
I don't know, but yeah, I don't mind it. It's kind of pretty.
Yeah, for the minute. Better go away.
At least I know how to drive in it. How about you?
Not too good.
Oh, no, that's right. You're a southerner.
I'm from Miami, the deep south.
I've got all those years in Chicago. I remember how to drive.
That's good.
You know, Lee, there's other things I remember, and that's where I first met someone. It's hard to forget, right?
Yeah.
Well, so many people now you meet online with social media, and our first guest this morning I met online, and this is the first time I've met him in person, but so, I feel like I've known him for years.
Right, because you've been connecting online.
Yes. Yeah, so when people try to friend me on Facebook, I'm kind of snobby. And I almost always go in to see who they're friends with. And Brandon was friends with, like, everybody I knew. So how could I resist, right?
Exactly. Safe bet there.
That's right. Welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio Show this morning. We have Brandon Milch of Firewolf. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
So, Brandon, you are social media king, I think, and also the Kevin Bacon of Atlanta.
That's funny.
It's funny, right. Now, tell us about Firewolf. It's an interesting concept, and for those that haven't visited the website, you definitely have to. I've never seen anything like it. Tell us about Firewolf.
Of course. Firewolf, which is firewolf.com, is a full-service internet marketing agency focusing on a lot of web design, web development, but really strategies to drive traffic to a website. And we integrate everything that your typical ad agency would have, from graphic design to full branding and marketing solutions.
How long has it been around?
Well, I've been in the internet marketing world selling websites for about 8 years now. So we're coming on our thing. We've got thousands of clients around the world. We've had months where we've built hundreds of websites. So I was lucky enough to open up our New York office initially, and then they sent me to Florida to open up Florida. Actually went out to the West Coast, opened up the West Coast, and then 2 years ago moved to Atlanta, where my fiance Christina is, to open up Firewolf Atlanta. And I've got to say that Atlanta's been the best city by far over the last decade of opening up offices for Firewolf.
So 2 years you've been in Atlanta. What are some of the things you see as far as business in Atlanta? I mean, it's kind of a melting pot, right?
Absolutely. Diversity. There's a lot of different kinds of businesses here. And as you know, I throw that event once a month, networking in Atlanta. And we just bring together hundreds of different types of business owners, from lawyers to doctors to the whole entertainment world. So it's a lot of fun working in Atlanta. You never know who you're going to meet or who you're going to see.
When's the next one?
Next one is March 3rd. So that's it's the first Wednesday of every month, and the website's networkinginatlanta.com. And over the last 6 months, we've brought thousands and thousands of people together just to help them grow within the community and meet the right people.
I definitely am going, Lee.
Yeah. Now, are your clients typically people who have an existing website and they're getting a better one, or are they people who don't have a website?
It's really a mix. There's a lot of people out there that look at their website or they look at their competitors and see what their competitors are doing online and say, you know, we could really step this up with a redesign and a new marketing strategy to drive traffic. But there's a lot of new businesses that, you know, talk to one of our clients and they say, you know, we're going to set up our website for our new company, and we help them right out of the gate as well. So I'd say about half the people have a website that we redesign, and then half of them are just launching their company.
How do you go to all these events? Because all the photos I see of you online, you're like with Dominique Wilkins, you're with all these R&B singers. What's up with that? Is that just your networking, or are they all clients?
A lot of them are clients. I've been very, very fortunate to be invited to parties all around the world and events around the world. I think that the core of what I do really is networking. Firewolf is just a solution to offer the people that I network with. And today I've got hundreds of celebrity clients in the roster, and we're trying to add more and more. And the real reason why we're invited back or why we've grown is because we do what we say we're going to do for these clients, and they really appreciate that. And I think that's the most important thing that Firewolf has to offer.
So can you walk us through, like, when you get a new client, like, what's the experience like?
Sure. The new client, the first thing we're going to do is look at everything they're doing for their advertising and marketing, and we're going to look at their strategy, look at what they're spending, and talk about, you know, potentially web design. We're going to talk about video production. We're going to talk about print collateral, and we're going to look at other avenues to help them promote, whether it be getting them into the media or other sources that'll just drive more interest and traffic to their business.
you know, you talk about the celebrity clients. Any Kennys, any Kenny Rogers, any Kenny Chesney. Those are my two favorites.
I'm really lucky. I've been able to work with clients from Donald Trump to Lil Wayne. I mean, they're all across the board. But it's the everyday business people that I really enjoy working with. It's, you know, our price points aren't, though, that just a celebrity can afford them. They really are for your small business all the way up until there.
How did you start dabbling in social media? I mean, I guess you have an internet background and technology mm-hmm. background, but I mean, did you jump on board full force right in the beginning? Because it's taken me a while, and I know a lot of others, to adapt.
Sure. One of the things is I had set up MySpace years and years ago, and I'm not sure if anyone even uses MySpace anymore. But I jumped onto Facebook, found everyone that I had met in college or knew throughout high school, and then linked up with all the business professionals and really let them see what I'm doing day in and day out, because a lot of it has nothing to do with Firewolf or nothing to do with Networking Atlanta. And I let people see the whole picture, and that's where social media has been great. People can see the work I'm doing with the Frank Ski Kids, or they can see when I'm volunteering, or they can see what I like to do outside of work, whether it be traveling or spending time with my fiance. So you get to really know someone, and that's why I embrace social media so well. It's a great way to gauge and meet different people and really learn a lot about them.
Now, you reconnected with Christina online, right?
Correct.
Tell us about that. Yeah. You knew her when you were in eighth grade?
Yep. Christina and I dated throughout middle school, and we'd always stayed in touch. And at some point, I was down in Florida, and she was in Florida, and she put my name into Google, and what came up was my MySpace, which had my phone number, and that led her to calling me to set up, a date or get together. And now, in less than 90 days, we'll be getting married. So it's not your typical Match.com story, but it's pretty cool that you can reconnect with all of these people that you've interacted with over the years.
How do you work with your clients that are maybe new to social media? How do you kind of ease them into it? Because it could be overwhelming with all the different choices and stuff out there.
The first thing we do is really an educational. Sit down, talk to them. What is Facebook? What is Twitter? Spend several hours one-on-one training them and working with them so that they understand how to use social media. The second thing we do is really get their message, get all their great pictures, get all their content, and put that in place. And then we show them how to grow. We grow initially with the people that they know, and then we'll pick out target markets, depending on what their business or vertical is, and then execute an offer to that base of people. Networking in Atlanta is a prime example of a business that was built around social media. Last month, we had 1,300 people in Atlanta respond. A lot of celebrities show up, and it's just a great time, and it gives a lot of awareness to some nonprofits and charities. And if it wasn't for social media, I wouldn't be sitting here today.
Interesting. And the events, you do a great job capturing what happens with pictures that are then shared online. It's definitely enticing. And what can someone expect when they come to one of those events? I mean, a lot of the networking definitely. Events, I go to a lot of them, mm-hmm. and some of them, they're painful.
Sure.
Yours look like fun.
And that's why I started it. For the first 2 years in Atlanta, I went to every events that I was invited to, events that I wasn't invited to, got to really see what was out there, engage it, and looked at all the groups. They can expect to pay $10 to get in. I'm not looking at getting thousands of dollars per year from people. Allows them to come in. They can expect a great dinner. There's a lot of warm food when they get there. They can expect dessert. They can expect a lot of different kinds of business people in a fun environment. Music playing from 6 to 10, red carpet, photography, videography, and it's a good time. We've got people doing free massages over in one corner. We've got all different nonprofits and charities set up, but you really have to come to understand it. And if you visit networkinginatlanta.com, you can always see our next event, and it's just a lot of fun. It's a laid-back environment for people to meet each other and grow both socially and from a business perspective.
I can't wait. I think last month I had something going on and mm-hmm. couldn't go on that particular night, but then I always see the recap. It looks like so much fun.
Where is it?
It's going to be at Sutra Lounge on March 3rd at 6 p.m.
Okay, great. And you said networkatlanta.com?
It's networkinginatlanta.com.
Networkinginatlanta.com. Okay. And Firewolf, if you haven't been to the website, you've got to just click on it because it's interesting. A lady comes out and starts talking to you. I mean, it's very interactive and very easy to navigate. and a great example probably of the work that you do. Any final thoughts for our listeners, Brandon? I mean, a lot of folks might not have a website or may have a poor website. I mean,
any tips? Got a tip?
What I'd like to throw out there is we have an analysis that's a $1,000 analysis of where you currently are from an internet marketing perspective. And if anyone calls in or you know, reaches firewolf.com and says they heard me on Atlanta Business Radio, I'd like to donate that to any business owner that's out there and just really start at square one and get an analysis of where you are and where you can be and look at the budgets and really look at companies. Don't look at price. Look at experience and look and see what this company has done for other clients. Pick up the phone and call some of our clients, and that's really the biggest advice I can give anyone.
That's great advice.
Yeah.
Thanks for being with us today, Brandon.
And no, thanks for having me.
I'm sure we'll hear a lot about you from Facebook and all the other social media. I can't wait to see the wedding pictures.
Yeah, well, they'll be up there. That's for sure.
90 days in Atlanta?
It's actually going to be in Hilton Head Island, which is a very special place for both of us.
Nice. Wonderful. Congratulations.
And thank you.
Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you.
You know, Lee, I said it's a mixed bag, and today we actually have two different types of food items on, too. So
that's always
one,
a bonus,
yeah,
right?
It is, one of which we are fortunate enough to taste, and the other one we're going to hear all about. But first one, welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio Show. This morning we have Agatha, and Agatha is from Yummy Spoonfuls Organic Baby Food. Welcome.
Thank you. Good morning.
So, Agatha, we'd love to know a little bit more about your company, and I know you're very active with the childhood obesity movement. So let's get started.
I actually grew up on a strictly organic diet. So when I moved to the United States, it was kind of interesting because I didn't really have fresh foods to eat. So I started making everything. But then it became such a huge challenge when I got pregnant and realized there was really nothing in the market to feed my baby. And my company, Yummy Spoonfuls Organic Baby Food, it's a natural extension of who I am. Because when I looked in the market, there was nothing. I started making his food, and it's weird how it grew. Before I started this company, I think I had 300 mothers coming into my subdivision to get food.
Wow. It's pretty cool.
So how'd they even hear about it? You were just sharing?
Yeah, from work. At work, my friends, I made for my coworkers, and then at church, I started making for church members, and it grew. So we got to a point, granted, I wasn't charging anybody. I would just tell people, oh, well, this week I'm making butternut squash and apple, and I'll make some chicken puree, and people will pitch in, come to my house, it might be 15 of us, and then we cook and, you know, share it amongst us. And it got to a point where we had 300 members, and I said, wow. This is a business. Granted, my husband sent me out of the house with it.
That's great, though. You turned a passion into a business. A lot of our listeners would like to do that, and a lot of our guests have done that successfully. What a great success story. You know, one in five American children are overweight, and these obesity rates are increasing by 50% over the last 20 years. So obviously you have a target market, and it's a hot subject. Why do you think childhood obesity and diabetes is on the rise?
I think it really has to do with the way we feed our kids. And it's amazing. Yesterday I was watching the First Lady, and I think it was CNN, just talking about some of the little things that we can do to change. And I think that's what the fundamental problem has been forever, because we're trying to fix the problem. We're not addressing the root cause of it. We have kids. Their very first foods that they are introduced to, it's food that has a 2-year shelf life. Every parent shared the same story. Oh, baby food tastes so bad. So when you start training kids on food that's so overly processed, by the time they get old enough to make choices, they are always looking for those type of foods that are sweetened already. Mm-hmm. So they don't like the wholesome grains and fruits and veggies. So I have been talking about this for ages, just preaching to parents to kind of feed their kids with an intention to good health. Just like the First Lady said yesterday, it's not about kids not eating junk, but we can't afford to make junk food the daily food that our kids eat. It has to be a once-in-a-while type of meals so they don't get sick all the time, because it's a problem. It's an epidemic in this country that we need to address.
Yeah, you know how you look around and there's so many overweight adults.
Right.
Now, when you think back when you were a kid, there weren't that many overweight kids.
No, you're right.
But now, with so many overweight kids, can you imagine how many overweight adults are going to be when they become adults? It's going to be scary. Yeah.
It is scary. It is scary, especially when you're seeing it day in, day out. I think we're kind of even losing sight of it because when you look around, a lot of the kids are already overweight, so you don't even realize that they are overweight.
Right.
But then when you talk to parents, they are just like, oh, my goodness, what can we do? So we do all kinds of workshops. We actually have a workshop coming up March 20th with the Atlanta Children's Museum that we're going to teach how to make fruit and veggie popsicle, kind of get kids connected to, you know, some fresh foods.
So how is your business doing with the economic times? Are you seeing any change at all?
Now, we have really been fortunate. We have, I don't know if it's just because of the authenticity that I bring into the business, the fact that I grew up on a strictly organic diet, I don't know, but we have been lucky. We've won as best organic baby food in the U.S., so our client base is just, it's out there.
Where can we find the foods?
In Georgia, you can find it in Whole Foods, Return to Eating, Nationwide, Amazon, Dean and DeLuca, and they can go to our website.
Can you talk a little bit about, because you started this, like you said, just making it out of your house. How do you move from creating a product out of your house to getting into Whole Foods? I mean, that's a whole other world.
It's a lot of work. It is. I went to the SBA and did some of their workshops so I could really learn how to start a business, putting a business plan together and all the little things. You know, went to the USDA and the FDA, got licenses, and got a rental space. We actually just got our own kitchen for the very first time. We've been subleasing a kitchen for 3 years, and we actually just moved into our space. And
so now you're actually manufacturing it out of your own location now, your own kitchen?
Yes, we've actually always manufactured from a commercial kitchen because
you're not allowed to do that.
Yes,
but you were subleasing that from someone else, and now you're in your own environment.
And that was kind of hard because we would have to cook at night and stuff like
that. You'd have to be around their schedule, not your schedule.
Yes, but now we have our own kitchen, so it's kind of neat.
That's exciting.
Did you have any like advisors that helped you along the way, or were you just doing this yourself?
In the beginning, it was just myself and my husband, and so it was scary because we took our entire 401k plan, every money, every dime we had, and put it in that business.
Wow.
So, yes.
Going all in.
Yes, we did.
Wow, that's a success story, though.
Yeah.
I mean, you hear those people that have a passion and do something with it, and Agatha, definitely, you're one of them.
Yeah, what was it like that moment when you said, you know what? People around here like this, why don't we really try to do this? Let's time to cash in that 401k. Where you must have been extremely nervous.
I was. I really was. But my husband wasn't because I was just like, it was all, it takes a lot of money to start a business, like especially with the baby food.
Right.
You know.
And you didn't have experience in the food manufacturing business, right?
No, but the experience that I had was fresh, wholesome foods.
Right.
So I have been cooking, honestly, since I was 9. I'm 42, so I've been cooking for a long time. But it's an entire different story to just cooking food and giving to people.
Right, for free. And then now you're saying pay for it. That's another thing there.
Yes.
So what, when you were putting, like, how did you spend a lot of time working on the packaging? You know, that's a great name you have, Yummy Spoonfuls. Like, how did that all come about?
I know this doesn't sound so business, but I think the name Yummy Spoonfuls, God just gave that to me because we had a different name, strangely enough, and I love that name, but when we went to trademark that name, it was taken.
Somebody already had it.
Yes, and we already had a website with that name.
Oh, wow.
We had some print documents. So I'm sitting there thinking, Lord, what do I do?
Right.
And I'm just like, you know, I had a spoon, and I'm like, oh, it's Yummy Spoonfuls.
There you go.
And then you looked that up, and that was available, so then
we trademarked that name, and now I love it. It's really who we are.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Yes. Yeah, it captures it very well. What kind of advice do you have for families that are trying to feed their family fresh, wholesome meals on a budget?
I think the most important thing I tell every mother, there is one thing we share in common, is the love for our kids, and I think Maya Angelou put it nicely when she said, when we know better, we do better. I tell people there is nothing like cheap food. We think it's cheap, but when you look at the health cost and all the things and that gets associated to buying cheap junk food, you might want to spend a little bit more money. And if you're tight on budget, there are things that you can do. Plan in advance, eat things that are in season. And even wholesome, more grains fill your baby up a little bit more. Then they don't tend to crave for all the sugary things and, you know, the fast food. But at the end of the day, always feed with an intention to good health. It's always, you're wasting money if you're giving your baby daily, it might be M&Ms and all these other things. It's a waste of money because it doesn't do anything
for them. Right, there's no nutrition. Yes. It's empty calories.
Yes,
right.
It doesn't have any nutritional value. So if rather than spend the money like that, buy something that, you know, is meaningful, that will nourish them.
What are the most popular flavors or food that you sell?
We have so many. We have 25 different flavors.
Wow.
I think everything is popular because it's a whole new concept. People are not used to seeing fresh, organic baby food.
Right.
So just getting people to go to the freezer to look for baby food, it's like, wow.
Yeah, why is that in here?
Yes.
I'm used to seeing it in a can and a shelf.
Yeah. I honestly would not feed my baby food that's 2 years old.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yes. It's older than your kid.
Yes.
You're feeding them food that's older than the child.
Most often than not, yes.
How scary is that?
It is pretty scary. What a great story, Agatha. Thanks for sharing it with us today. How can people find out more about Yummy Spoonfuls?
They can actually go to our website, which is www.yummyspoonfuls.com, or call us at 678-464-3103.
I got to check this out. At Whole Foods, where will I find it? Is it in you said it in the frozen section?
In the frozen section. And in Georgia, there are lots of stores. On our website, you can see the list of stores that carries us. We are in Louisiana. We just got into Wisconsin. And we're all over the place, but it's always in the freezer, frozen food section.
I cheat sometimes on my recipes, Lee, mm-hmm. and I get baby food. Like if something calls for a mango puree,
right.
I'll get an organic mango. Yeah, baby food. So
clever.
I'll have to check it out because I think I could cheat on some of my gourmet recipes by using your baby food and save myself some time.
We actually have lots and lots of adults that use the food. Like our butternut squash goes in pasta, like the pasta base for vegetarians who don't want to use cream.
Mm-hmm. Well, Amy is a culinary queen over there.
I don't know about that, but I do love to cook. That's for sure. I'll have to check that out. That's a great idea.
Yeah. That would really be a good blog post.
Yes, it would. Absolutely. Agatha, thanks for being with us today and for sharing your story. What an inspiration to our listeners who have a passion for something. And you know, that's always so scary. It's like, I have a passion, but can I make it a business?
Right.
I wonder how many of those actually succeed. Passion and then, yeah.
You got to. They go hand in hand.
They definitely go hand in hand. And our next guest is not only going to go hand in hand, but it's going to go spoon to mouth, Lee, because I'm trying the Almondlicious Ice Supreme. Welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio Show. We have Ashiki Taylor.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks for having me.
I'm taking the plunge with the great product, Ice Supreme, and I'll have to let you know what I think.
What flavor is that?
I'm going to pass it around. Tell us what flavor this is.
That's the vanilla bean. And that's real vanilla, not the fake stuff.
Mm.
The real vanilla.
Hang on. Does it say there's no cream in this?
It's vegan. There's no cream in it. No dairy products, no soy.
Is that possible?
No gluten, no cholesterol.
So tell us how this happened. How did you stumble upon almonds in the ice cream?
Mm. Well, like all of us, you grew up eating ice cream. You know, you love ice cream as a child. And as I began to understand what I was doing to my body, you know, once we finished breastfeeding for my parents, you really don't need milk. I mean, that's kind of
But you
how
always
I,
need almonds.
Kind of how God
right?
set it up. Milk is from your breast, from your mom.
Right.
But, you know, you love that flavor of ice cream. And I began to educate myself and learn that I didn't need the dairy.
Right.
So as an option, I began to experimenting, making, like a lot of people probably do in their kitchen, you know, making different things. And coincidentally, I used to make a soy product when I first started in my kitchen. I was making a soy-based product. Mm-hmm. And a dear friend of mine, who was my mentor, educated me that soy was really not one of the best things to eat.
Right. More and more studies are saying that. I mean, it, at least in excess. But I mean, it's a, the food industry is a billion-dollar food industry on the natural side. So, I mean, talk us through how you got started. I mean, were you just playing around in your kitchen? Are you an entrepreneur at heart? Walk us through that.
Well, I was trying to make an alternative to ice cream. And like I said, I was using soy.
But you tried lots of different things, right?
I tried soy. I tried cashews by themselves. I tried cashews and soy. But the turning point was a friend of mine that was a very mentor to me. And, you know, when you look up at somebody, you know, they can't help me along. So, you know, I don't want to go into all the details of it. It was a tragedy that turned into a positive because my friend that was my mentor was assassinated.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, I was grieving a lot, going through a lot of challenges. And out of that pain, I believe that God put on my heart to come with these almonds. So I remember waking up and going in my kitchen and begin to make an almond-based product.
Because there's almond butter, right? That's a product.
Yeah, there's almond butter. There's, you know, the commercial almond milk. But our product is, you know, just raw almonds. And the result of it was what we have today, which is Almondlicious Ice Supreme. And I promote the product, and we can, you know, let other people look at our packaging and understand what I'm going to say. We promote our product as the world's healthiest frozen treat. There's a lot of different frozen treats in the marketplace,
right.
The dairy products,
sure.
The soy products, the rice products. But our product is the healthiest frozen dessert in the marketplace. And most people know that almonds are one of the healthiest foods in the world. If you do a search, almonds are always one of the top foods in the world.
Right.
Almonds are good for your heart. They lower your blood sugar. They lower your cholesterol. They're alkaline, which are excellent for you. So our product is great for diabetics. You know, a lot of people that are dealing with diabetes eat our product. A lot of people that are dealing with celiac. Mm-hmm. Because our product is gluten-free.
It's gluten-free. It's lactose-free.
It's dairy-free. It's great for autistic people because they shouldn't do dairy. So it's just a wonderful product. So, again, I initially developed it for my own taste buds. Mm-hmm. And, like, when you start out, your friends say, hey, man, it tastes pretty good.
It tastes
so
really good.
So I began to literally, I maybe had five or six people around Atlanta. I would actually get in my car and go deliver to them.
Wow.
I had a little route going. And then
you're the ice cream man.
Yeah, I took the step and went and talked to a couple of health food stores. One of the major health food stores I talked to was a store on Camelton Road called Fruits, Veggies, and Herbs. They were the first store to give me an opportunity to put it in their store.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went to a co-op store most people in Atlanta should know about. It's called Sevenanda. And Sevenanda, we've been in Sevenanda today about 5 years, and they sell... They sell more Ice Supreme than the soy product. They sell more than the rice. In fact, I got some recent numbers from Whole Foods that were outselling the soy products and the rice products.
Wow.
Because people are starting to understand the value of almonds.
Mm-hmm.
And the good thing about the product, too, Agatha was mentioning about children. Children love our product. And it took me a minute to kind of understand that when you're three, your body's brand new. You haven't had any junk food.
Right.
So you don't know nothing about anything that's bad for you.
Sure.
So when children taste our product because it's a raw, healthy, pure product, they love it. Sometimes adults, it takes a minute for an adult to kind of say, this is kind of good because our bodies are used to eating ice cream.
Right. Oh, I love it.
See, this is sort of like...
It's good consistency there.
It is. It is.
Thank you.
I love the flavor. And I noticed that it's sweetened with agave nectar.
Absolutely.
I love agave nectar.
That's what, another reason why it's great for diabetics because of the agave nectar. It's low glycemic, doesn't raise your blood sugar. And, of course, almonds lower your blood sugar. So that combination is powerful.
Right.
So it's sort of like, in terms of inventing it, it's sort of like... You know, we all grew up with ice cream. Remember when yogurt came out?
Mm-hmm. Right. That was such a big deal.
And people were saying, what is yogurt? What's yogurt? So Ice Supreme is another category of product that didn't exist that we've been blessed to create. So it's not ice cream. It's not yogurt. It's Ice Supreme.
But is that your challenge to educate the people, to explain, like, you know, it's ice cream, but it's not ice cream?
Well, that's a great, great question, but it's a very... It's a challenge, but it's very positive. You know, when I'm out promoting the product, I want people to know it's not ice cream.
Right. But it's kind of like
ice
cream.
Supreme.
Right.
And that's one of our slogans. In fact, the name itself, when I first created the product, I was calling it All Natural Ice Cream.
Mm-hmm.
But the Georgia Department of Agriculture, they came to me and said, no, you can't call it ice cream. I said, what do you mean?
Yeah, it's like I'm sure the dairy lobbyists weren't fans.
So I was at a friend's house, and we were eating it. And I said, hey, man, how you like my all-natural ice cream? And he looked at me and said, this is not ice cream. It's Ice Supreme.
Love it.
And that's how we came with the name. When I went and talked to my attorneys in terms of the trademarking our name, mm-hmm. the guy done a lot of work for Coca-Cola. He said, Ice Supreme for a frozen dessert. He said, you couldn't have came with a better name. No, I said, I didn't come great. With it. This guy, so I said, God gave it to me.
Yeah.
And we've since, of course, registered the name. It's a registered trademark. Ice Supreme, just like Coca-Cola is a registered mm-hmm. trademark, we're a registered trademark.
I love the logo,
and
too.
It's a powerful name. And to get back to your question, Lee, we leverage that name because it's sort of like HBO. They say it's not TV.
Right.
It's HBO.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So we're not ice cream. So I love the fact that we're not even trying to be ice cream. We're Ice Supreme.
Now, how many almonds go into a pint of that?
Well, that's getting into our recipe. I can't tell you that.
Lee, the but secret recipe.
Yeah, that's
here.
Our secret but recipe.
It's like hundreds, thousands?
Yeah, both of those numbers sound good.
You
depending
probably
on the batch size.
There's one almond
yeah,
in there?
No, that's a good question, though, because I don't want to bring anybody's product bound, but there's some almond milks that are out there.
Right.
And you look at almond milk, and the first ingredient is water, almonds, and it's got 17 other ingredients.
So mm-hmm. what's the first ingredient in yours?
Filtered water and almonds.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
A lot of
almonds. And the thing about our product, we encourage people to read the label. When I'm in Whole Foods, I think sometimes people think we're crazy. I'm giving out samples, and I tell people, we want you to read our label. For a manufacturer to tell you, we want you to read our label, that people say, oh, well, let me read it. Because generally, people just want you to buy something and really not understand what you're buying. Mm-hmm. Because our product is health food, and I tell people, your body's too important to put junk in it.
Right. How many pints should a person eat of that a day, you think, to be healthy?
Only about 10.
10 pints a day?
Only about 10 a day.
I think I'm going to start on the first one here.
Yeah, that's the vanilla bean you have there, Amy. We also do chocolate nibs, which is raw chocolate cacao.
Right.
Mm. You know, cacao raw chocolate is the number one antioxidant in the world. That's my wife's favorite.
Mm-hmm.
We do pecan passion,
mm-hmm.
and we do strawberry. Vanilla probably sells the most. Right now, you know, vanilla generally sells a lot. I'm proud to say that next month we're introducing our Coconut Supreme.
And it's, nice.
Coconut is going to be phenomenal. Mm. And see, there's other coconut products in the marketplace, but Coconut Supreme, our Almondlicious Coconut Supreme, is going to be a lot better because we're going to give people the best of both worlds. Not only will you get the coconut from a nutritional standpoint, but almonds and coconut combine.
That's a nice combination.
And almonds,
it will be.
Yeah, almonds have a lot more protein and calcium than coconuts.
What about coffee? You going to work on that?
You know, some people have asked us to come out with that particular product. So that's something we may come out with later. But right now, we're definitely coming out with Coconut Supreme. But the thing about it, Lee, you know, when you come out with a new flavor, you got new packaging, new promotion.
It's another job.
Runs your tab up.
And where is it made?
We're right here in Marietta, a local-based company.
Gotta love
and,
that.
In fact, Agatha mentioned, you know, making product at nights. Last night, that's what we were doing. We were making product.
And do you have a party? Do you listen to music? What does that look
all
like?
All of that. Yeah. Party, listen to music. It's a great time.
I got to stop by and see that. I love looking at factories.
Well, we're not quote-unquote a factory. We're more like a kitchen, but a commercial kitchen.
Kitchen, factory.
But, eventually, one day, we're going to become a major factory and compete with some of the major ice cream brands. That's my prayer.
But I got to see it. Do you package it there? So you scoop this all in?
We do everything, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
How neat is that? And you're in Whole Foods. Where else can we find it?
Well, we're most of the health food stores around Metro Atlanta. We're in about 50 around the country. We're in about 50 stores around the country. We encourage people to go to the website. The website is very, very simple. It's ice like cold, supreme like God. IceSupreme.com. Whole Foods gave us an opportunity, and that was really interesting. I don't know if we have time to get into that. But after we got about 5 or 6 stores around Metro Atlanta, mm-hmm. I went to Whole Foods, and I actually called them on the phone, and they were real nonchalant. I said, well, you know, I got this product. We're in a few stores. They said, well, if you want to bring it up here, bring it up to Alpharetta and let us try it. Well, so I said, well, they said, if you want to send it up here, that's what they said. So I said, where are you located? So they told me where they're located. So I said, well, I'm going to come up there tomorrow.
Good
and
for you.
When I went up there, I brought some products, some samples, and all my everything I needed. And, of course, the lady I was talking to on the phone, she was in a meeting. I couldn't see her.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, I sold myself on the receptionist.
Right.
And I told the receptionist how great the product was. So the receptionist got excited for my excitement.
Right.
And a couple of days later, the lady I initially talked to at Whole Foods called me back and said, well, we tried it. It's pretty good. Had some of the employees mm-hmm. try it. And we want to talk to you about getting to the stores.
Wow.
Now, at this point, I was about 10 feet in the air.
Oh, yeah. I bet. That's so awesome.
So it was great to get that major.
So are you in all the Whole Foods or the ones
here
in town?
We're in all the Whole Foods in Georgia, Alabama, South Carolina, North Carolina, and Tennessee.
Wow, that's fantastic.
And we're getting ready to get into a major store called Earth Fair. And they got about 20 stores we're going to be getting into. And also, knock on wood, we're also talking to a major chain. Maybe it's okay I mention their name.
Sure.
We're talking to Publix right now.
Ooh.
So wow. All you guys that are listening,
go into Publix and ask for this.
Publix only has about 1,000 stores.
Yeah.
So everybody go to Publix and ask them to order Ice Supreme.
You know where my mind has been, Lee. Where? I'm sitting here thinking, okay, what kind of recipes could I come up with? The Yummy Spoonfuls and the Ice Supreme. And so far, I'm coming
what
up
do you
with,
got?
I've got some kind of organic banana bread I'm going to make with nuts and the Yummy Spoonfuls. And I'm going to put a huge dollop of the Ice Supreme on top and then maybe some crushed cashews.
Oh, I got to try it.
All right.
There you go.
I'm going to send you some recipes.
Yeah, please.
I'll combine the two.
Yeah. In fact, I have one customer. They do they buy the vanilla all the time, and they get mangoes and mix it all together.
Yeah, that's
and
a good
she
idea.
She sent me a testimonial on how great that is.
That is.
And we
awesome.
Have people. I have another customer that her daughter is autistic, mm-hmm. and the only flavor they eat is vanilla. And we have great stories of people that have celiac disease that love Ice Supreme, and it's just great. But I'm excited that children love it.
Yeah, no doubt. And I love it.
Yeah,
it's a great taste.
Thumbs up.
Definitely.
And I like the texture.
Yeah.
Ashiki, I can't wait to finish eating the rest of this. And thanks so much for being our guest today. We hope people will reach out. And
then what's the website again? IceSupreme.com?
It's Ice Supreme, Ice Like and Cold, Supreme Like God. IceSupreme.com. And our direct phone number is 404-215-0230. 404-215-0230.
Terrific. That's really
great
good.
Great story.
Yeah. I love hearing positive stories like this. You know,
it's not ice cream. It's Ice Supreme.
It's better. It's
that's
better.
Right. Yeah. Better for you and honestly better tasting. I'm not a huge ice cream fan. Too heavy,
really?
Too rich. Mm-mm. Never have been.
What about gelato?
I like a little gelato every now and then.
A little gelato.
Yeah, just a little. Well, for those folks that have been listening to our show and they're thinking, I have a passion, I love my business. Not many business owners specialize in HR. I don't know.
There you go.
I don't know.
You dream as a kid. I'm going to be an HR person.
Exactly. When I grow up.
You be the fireman. I'll be the HR guy.
That's right. I don't know that happens very often. And honestly, it's one of those things that most business owners dread. Human resources. And what a better way to handle it than to call Jeff. Welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio Show, Jeff.
Thank you very much.
Jeff is with a company called HROI, which is Human Resource Outsourcing. Tell us all about it.
We're a locally based company with national services, and we focus on workers' comp, payroll, medical, government compliance, and we group that under one source.
And what food do you guys make there?
That's probably a pretty funny question because food companies need an HR person, but I'm sure they probably don't specialize in it. They need to call Jeff. What types of businesses do you specialize working with?
Well, there's no particular niche. Obviously, most companies are 50 employees and less, and HR is usually not an area that they'll tend to focus on. But we deal with everything from it could be a doctor's office, attorney's office, could be a grocery store, could be child care, anything from blue, gray, white collar. They've still got the same kind of needs.
So now, are the employees yours or mine?
It'd be yours.
Okay.
Yes.
So it's not a PEO.
Well, we have two different models. One would be it's kind of a co-employer. We don't hire.
Wait. What's a PEO? You guys are start talking HR stuff like that.
A
people
PEO,
know what this means.
Yeah, the PEO. The acronym is Professional Employer Organization. Where on paper, it's a kind of a co-employer situation. It would be underneath our pseudo, our federal ID number. So when you have unemployment issues, we would handle them, but it would go against our SUTA rate. That's known as a PEO.
So the employee works in my business, but they are not my employee.
No, they're still yours.
They're my employee.
Exactly. It's transparent to the employee.
But you're handling all the
back office.
Right.
Exactly. All the minutia, things that are not producing revenue. The other model is known as the ASO, Administrative Service Option, where it's underneath your federal ID number when you have unemployment issues, which obviously has been affecting the Atlanta market. They would go against your SUTA rate, but the same products are delivered, and it's just whatever is best for you. That doesn't affect the cost.
Right.
How long has your company been in business?
Since 2002.
Okay. And how does someone start? And what are usually like some of the pains people are feeling to where they would call you with their HR needs?
Sure. It could be on the medical side where year after year they're getting some double-digit rate increases, and they tend to have to either reach or weaken their medical plan, or the deductibles are changing, or what the employer is paying for is going down. It could be on workers' comp where they're having claims and their experience mod, and they're having to come up with deposits after they have the audit. It could be if they're getting an OSHA visit, if their SUTA rate keeps climbing. It could be just one item. It could be a combination. It could be where they need HR support. There's no particular event that may come up, but it could be a combination of several.
What's the smallest size company you work with?
For the model to work, I would say five employees on up.
Okay.
Would be a good mix on up.
And how do you get started with people? What do they need to give you for a proposal type plan? It sounds like a lot of these services are a la carte and you customize them to meet their needs. What would someone need to give to you for you to start there?
Sure. We can do that by the phone or in person. Just minimal information would be like the employee count, how often do they pay the employees, contact address. If we're doing workers' comp, would be the work comp codes. If they're doing medical, how many employees on the medical plan, what type of plan. So we can basically do an analysis, because that's the goal, is you want to make sure the numbers work and it's conceptually makes sense too.
It's a good concept. I know we've had other folks like PEO people on the show. It sounds like your company deals with all sizes of employers, right?
Yeah, that's the advantage. We're very, very flexible. Some of our competitors, it's kind of you take everything or it's not a fit. With us, again, it may be just one item. Payroll is kind of the brains of the operation that allows us to do what we do. But, again, they may just need our assistance for workers' comp where they don't want to come up with a big deposit and worry about an audit. Or it could be on the medical, and the advantage with us on the medical is we have a master plan with some carriers that we get discounts that they can't get on their own. So we're able to bring that to them, offload a lot of these responsibilities that are non-revenue producing.
How do you, when a small business is choosing between, you know, some of the bigger name companies, like, why are they typically choosing you? Are you better, like, at customer service? Because I know a lot of those bigger companies have some customer service issues occasionally.
Sure. I would say we're the best of both worlds. I call us high touch, high tech. We're locally based. That's not the only reason to do business, but being here tends to make the client feel comfortable. Again, a lot of our business is in the Southeast, but I would say overall, looking at the cost, the flexibility, the involvement in the account, I think those would be all the things to take a look at.
That's great. So how can people reach you?
They can reach me directly through our website at hroi.net. Should I give the phone number?
Sure.
Sure. Whatever you'd like.
My direct phone number is 678-482-3977. And those would be the best ways to reach me.
Now, do you give someone a consultation over the phone or in any way before they know whether they really need your services?
Sure. Again, I can chat over the phone. I can do it in person. I really need about 10 or 15 minutes over the phone at the most. Or, again, in person, probably maybe 15, 20 minutes. Then I can come back after gathering that information with a proposal, and we can do an analysis where it's really just cut and dry. Cost-wise, and if and the conception makes sense.
Now, how does the business owner manage this? Is it something where they just hand this off to you guys and then they don't have to worry about the HR?
Well, they're still stay involved. If they have an HR department, we're here just to support them. The transition is very, very easy. We handle that.
But is it something that, like, an admin can handle the paperwork aspect of this?
Well, we would deal with whoever their contact is. There'd be still some things that they have to continue to do, like reporting payroll, which is web-based. It's very simple. It's basically point and click.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, how they're doing business will not change.
Right.
What we're really doing is bringing them Fortune 500-type benefits, consolidating them, and saving them a great deal of time, and also being in a bigger pool, because it's employee benefits pooling that we're doing, is now they're in a group of about over 5,000 lives. So that 10-20 person operation now is in a much, much bigger group. So
that could lower their...
It should lower the cost, the exposure too. Obviously, it only takes one incident either on medical, workers' comp, to affect going forward for a couple years. So it's just really just spreading out the exposure and saving them a great deal of time and consolidating everything. Instead of them having to cut all these different checks, one invoice can take care of everything. Yeah. And this is all we do all day long.
That's great.
That is. I think our listeners need to reach out and find out more about the HROI. Outsource their HR so they can have more time to build incredible businesses like Ice Supreme and Yummy Spoonfuls.
Exactly. And Networking Atlanta.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Firewolf. What great guests this morning, Lee.
I know. A whole wide variety.
Yes. Jeff, thanks for being with us
today.
Thank you to all of our guests today. We're running out of time.
Yeah.
It sneaks up on us.
I know.
Time to go embrace the cold, right?
You got the cold right there. The Ice Supreme.
I do have the Ice Supreme. And even on a cold day like today, it hits the spot.
Somehow you were able to wolf down, what, half of that thing.
No
that was
doubt.
Pretty impressive.
No doubt. I'm just feeling like it's a cup of health.
There you go.
Right?
I'd rationalize it that way, too.
That's my story. I'm sticking to it. Until next week, I'm Amy Otto with the Atlanta Business Radio Show. Thanks for listening.